You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 59 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mookie War Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Chad Peanut.
Hey!
And we're in the action portion of Skypiea. Like, we're still on our little marathon day, and what a perfect time in the manga to do that, because apparently these episodes have been mostly dialogue-less. This has just been fight after fight after fight after fight. Like, we saw, like, the end of, like, two or three of them at this point, and that's probably going to continue, which is good for our little catch-up here. So, without wasting any more time, let's just hop back in. I got nothing else to say at this point, so let's go. If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoy the read-through. Chapter 263, Pirate Nami and the Weird Knight versus the Heavenly Warriors Subcommanders Hotori and Kotori. That is probably the longest title in so far.
And the art looks like a One Piece lo-fi chill out thumbnail on YouTube. It's just Nami sitting in underneath a tree with a can and a big bird as they listen on their headphones.
Lo-fi beats to relax and steal people's wallets too. Would you put it past her? The correct answer is no. I wouldn't. All right, turning the page, and we start with Chopper's victory over Gadot, seemingly.
At last, now I'm a real pirate! Yeah, and he's just headfirst into the bark cloud. Looks like he fell right into his own bark. Don't bother coming out. Stay like that and sink. Huh? And, uh-oh. Wow, he moved! He's still alive? And sure enough, I was careless. A raccoon got the better of me. I'm about to sink deep into the bark. I must escape. And I will stay put. Sink. Sink. Must escape. Milky Dio. Whoa! He sunk himself.
So he sped up with his one rocket shoe, but problem is he's pointing down.
All right. I beat him.
Oh, poor Chopper. Your victory was against a complete fucking idiot. All right, turning the page, and Chopper's just taking a bit of a water break. Yep, I'm a real pirate at last, as he starts gulping. Instead of looking for everyone, I'll go find the gold and surprise him. I got a hunch about that place. Maybe I'll find everyone there, as he's looking at, like, the mouth to, like, a ruin. And then we get back to more of the Shandians, particularly Kamakiri and one unnamed one, as they're surfing on the Milky Road. The ruins of Shandora are close by! See there! The giant Jack is just ahead through the clouds! And on top of it is Enaru! Yeah, giant Jack. It's a beanstalk. You get it?
Looking for me? You. And sure enough, Enaru is sitting on top. I'm right here. What do you want, Shandian warrior Kamakiri? Enaru! You forget your place. You shall address me as the Almighty God. You want to kill me, eh? Fine. Try it. For the next 5 minutes, I won't move an inch. What? I won't conquer your attack. I won't lift a finger. Give it your best shot. Whatever. You will learn how futile it is to defy a god.
Ho-ho! You missed! Stop it! Ho-ho! We won't stop! Quit so ho-ho-ho-ho! As the Satori's little brothers are, like, slapping around the unconscious bodies of Usopp and Sanji. I said, stop! They passed out! These two beat Brother Satori will show no mercy! No mercy! Why you? As Nami goes to swing at with her baton, and said, I think they have like an impact dial on their hands. Got your impact! An impact dial! And he shoots it out and eat this!
It stings. Oh, 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 oh. We put our foots in a set dial, a feast of foots. Oh, 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 oh. Foots, that's disgusting.
Genuine.
I see. They have four types of dials. Oh, indeed we do. Flame, axe, impact, scent. Got that? It's impossible to keep them straight. Now, who is Hattori and who is Katori? As they spin around. Which is in, which in? Won't be easy to see what comes out. Surprise the illusion. I'm not afraid of your tricks. I won't stand by any longer. I never care which is which. Anyway, the climate is typhoon, as he throws a baton. Oh, miss me. Oh, miss me too.
Now, what dial is in my right hand? As Gonfall throws up his cape. Ho, ho, ho! Another fart! You fool! Did you think it would be a flame? I've got your flame right here. I can even taste. Ho, ho! As he shoots the fire at the fart, which, of course, you know what that's going to do. Watch out! The gas will ignite! And then, sure enough, yep, it explodes part of the ship. Ho-ho! You fool burned to a crisp! Ho-ho! That's not true, though, because Gonfall is holding on to the edge of the Mary, but he gets back up. Ah! And then he stabs one of the brothers. You are the fool for underestimating your enemy.
Katori! Come on. Oh, and the baton does a boomerang effect that hits him in the back of the head and knocks him off the ship. Cyclone Tempo! Young lady, fetch my gauntlet and deliver the final blow. Weird knight, don't tell me you're hurt. Never mind me, they'll be back any minute. Gauntlet? What's a gauntlet? Bee! As the bird stallion holds up the gauntlet for her.
His name is Pierre.
Yeah. There is an impact dial in the palm. Use it the way I showed you. It's heavy. It's made of iron from Blue Sea. I think I remember, but it's too heavy for me to handle. You'll pay for that! Oh, that's one of... Oh, it's back up. But this is no time to be complaining. First big brother Satori, now kid brother Katori. No forgiveness, no mercy!
He uses fire. His body's soaking wet and the air's pretty humid. Cool ball! What the? You made a chili, is that all? Yes. I mean, use fire, right? Don't take me lightly! You intend to counter my with my flame dial with that? I'll set you aflame! As he shoots a fire out of his flame dial. The hot air's overflow over the cool air should cause condensation. Turn into fog! Fog tempo! Uh-huh. Oh, what's this? Where does fog come from? And then, up, he feels an iron hand on his face. This might hurt a little, as she sticks out her tongue. Why you?
Impact! And yeah, to use the impact dial to just knock him the fuck out.
Thank God! I fucking hate these three!
Ow, my arm! It feels like it's gonna fall off! What were you thinking, you weird knight? Huh? And, Oh. Alright, yeah, at least I protect the boat and the crew. And back with Nico Robin and... Oh, fuck, what's his name again?
Yama.
Well, young lady. Not so tough, are you? I know, Nico Robin seems like she's having a hard time against this guy.
Alright. Wow, that's a short question first. Am I an ape or am I a prime ape? Mashira the Odd Jaws Pirate. I don't know, but you won't make a monkey out of me. From chimpanzee A to chimpanzee.
You're a prime ape. All One Piece we do are prime apes. Wait, everyone, don't want to wait. Prime ape is a compliment. Even if it Doesn't really make sense.
Hi, Ichi! Ichi! In Volume 27, you had the nerve to say that the Jaya arc is about a man's dreams. Well, I'll have you know that for 18 years I've lived my life as a woman. So what do you make of my passionate love for adventure and my infinite dreams? Sheesh. Every page, every panel of your manga makes my blood boil. Take responsibility, please. It's a step up and take responsibility. Start putting a woman in there instead. Her new eye could... Who let somebody from Tumblr submit that SBS?
Oh, God. Is Tumblr even still a thing?
The fact that I have to sit here and wonder is probably a no.
A woman's dreams? No. You're taking me too literally. Often and use the word manly as an adjective. Even the most feminine woman has many sides to her. In days past, such a woman has been called a true woman. So let me shout it out for both men and women. It's a man's dreams. That includes women.
This SBS question was the literal embodiment of, like, you have ever seen that one meme of that one tweet that says, social media is so stupid. Like, you could go say, like, oh, I love pancakes. Oh, that means you hate waffles? No, bitch, that's a whole new sentence. That just felt like that embodied. All right. How do you do, Oda-sensei? I'll get right to the question. For my high school admissions interview and asked the question, who do you respect? I was going to answer Luffy, but my parents said I'll make a fool of myself. But I really do admire and respect Luffy. Oda-sensei, please something to my parents. Usagi-ko.
Hey now, Mom and Dad. You sure don't mince words. You think admiring my Luffy makes someone a fool? That may be... Anyway, see you in the next volume.
Hey, Usagi, don't feel bad. My 8th grade graduation quote was a line from Kingdom Hearts.
I forgot about that.
Do you want to know which one?
Which one?
The heart may be weak, and sometimes it may even give in, but I've learned that deep down there's a light that never goes out.
Oh, wow. Well, now, maybe you'll find another time to quote Kingdom Hearts in...
Chapter 264, Warrior Kamakiri versus God Anaru.
And it's Usopp messing around, laughing his ass off around these big rats.
And he's one of those wearing one of his socks. Gross. Anyway, it's time to get back to the... Oh, there's a face we haven't seen in a while. It's Pagia, Konus's father.
Young lady, may I call you Aisha? Can you really sense the movements of the blue sheep people?
Yes. Oh, it's him with Konus, Aisha, the young Shandian girl, and Sue, the little fox. What a strange power to be able to hear the voices of the forest from this far away. In any case, Aisha, are you all right? You've been trembling this whole time. I've never been so afraid in my life. So many voices are fading away.
Then we've no time to lose. Full speed ahead, Konus.
Yes, father.
Hey, where are we going, weird knight?
I'm sorry, but I must pursue Anaru.
What are you saying? You will leave a lady all alone in this place?
I am truly sorry, young lady, but the lives of my men are at stake. No, this entire kingdom is in danger.
Can you fly, Pierre? Pee! Hey, wait, you old selfish. Well, I better give these two some first aid as she drags Sanji and Usopp. You two haven't died on me, have you? Chapa, hurry back. Oh, and she sees a big boom up ahead. Huh? What was that? Oh, hey, Nami, it's Konus.
Konus. Oh, and in the anime, the horn is that's what that thing is doing. So just picture that.
Konus, Pagaya, what are you doing here? And turn down that speaker.
Hold on, now. You can't get off. Let me go.
If we go any further, we won't make it out alive, and we simply leave right away. Who is that sassy lost child?
Blue Sea Person, I challenge you. I'm a warrior, Shandora.
So what is it you'll do to me? I can impact you. Denami! No!
Oh, Jesus. That's a child.
Oh, dear. This is terrible. They're both burned to a crisp. I must tend to them.
Sorry to interrupt, but you should steer your ship this way. We've created a new river with the Milky Tile. I will take you directly to the White Sea.
Hurry before the enemy spots you. If your magic doesn't give us away first...
Oh, I have something for you.
And then we cut back to the fight between Robert and Yama.
Mountain Berry!
As he starts trying to flatten her with his stomach, but she dodges.
Maria!
Under the hieroglyphs, as he sees, he's undainted. Viente fluus candula. Oh, and oh, she's trying to use about multiple arms to try to push him back, but it's having no effect.
How long do you intend to cling to this dried-up city?
You seem to have no respect for the footprints left by ancient people.
Of course not. I have no interest in the past.
Fools who don't respect the past are doomed to repeat it. Ah, that line hits different today.
Don't you dare talk to me like that, Mountain Pudge!
I have to move away from the ruins. I can't let this big oaf destroy everything. As he's trying to punch her, but he's just breaking shit. Meanwhile, we're back with the Shandians fighting the Enforcers. And Enner is just joining them from boredom. Still at it.
And it's one a Shandian who tries to stab him in the head with his lance, but oh, so I dozed off. You look beat.
Kamakiri did stab him, and it went right through his head, but it's not doing anything.
Why won't you die, you poor fool? Get it now? I am lightning. How could a mere man hope to defeat lightning? As someone raised in the sky, surely you know of far-off lightning. Since ancient times, men have always taken their fear of the unknown and called it an act of God. Anything they couldn't control was considered divine providence. I am that providence.
Kamakiri backs away and he pulls out like a dial sword. A burn blade as he tries to swing at the tree. He successfully cuts down the tree, but it goes through Enaru. And then he reforms with his lightning. Your 5 minutes are up. I'll defend myself now. You really should start running. And as he does, Wiper, I'm getting killed here. The rejectile has no effect on him. As he appears right in front of him. You think you're faster than lightning? Run, Wiper! 1,000,000 volts.
Very. Oh, and he just burns him to a crisp. Hey, my body's numb, as the two sets continue to fight. The electricity has reached the Milky Road. What a pity. The discharge silenced 20 voices, the fools. Well, no matter. They are still survivors. Now the real hunt begins.
So, I don't know if you picked up on it, but not only did he take out Kamakiri, he also killed 20 other people around him. By doing that. Just to give you an idea of how menacing Enru's power is. And it's just a quick blurb, because this is the end of the chapter and the end of the volume. Upper Yard, the survival game. There were 81 fighters to start. Okay, I said 88. I'm sorry, I was close. Time passed, 2 hours. 56 have fallen. Of the gods' forces, 13 remain. Of the Shandians, 7 still stand. And of the Straw Hat crew, 5 are left. Total number left standing, 25. Where the hell is Luffy? And Zoro is trying to battle a Southbird for his lunch. Well, I guess we won't know until Chapter 265, Pirate Robin versus Heavenly Warriors Commander Yama.
And it's Zoro in a rain sticker, relaxing and at some kind of shrine on a rainy day, and this killer straw offers him a big leaf as an umbrella.
Which is cute, but he doesn't really need... Well, he's probably offering it to him for something to use while they walk together or something like that. Adorable. All right, my turn. This is a third one, so no, you start. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Nami sits on the scooter...
Waver.
Waver. All right. Wow, Nami, you're amazing. Here, I'm officially returning this to you. Thanks, I love it. It's a never faster.
Yes, it surprised me too. The Jedi became extinct some centuries ago. I didn't expect to see one loaded on your raver.
Oh, well, what should we do now? I was going to take everyone to the outskirts of Skypiea. Let's take the ship to the coast at least, like I promised. The crew must be safe now, and on the ship. The four of them are unbeatable when they're together. There aren't any groups of four on... There aren't any groups of four on this island. What? Two's the most. If there were a group of four, I'd know. Mantra, the power to say either gone and as fast as her. I was born with it. That's why I'm scared. I'm scared the voices would disappear. You don't know what it's like. You're crying again? I'm not crying, Chuck. Aisa's raver broke down. We were passing by and saw her being attacked by a skyfish. What were you up to? I don't know, but I can't just sit here.
Locky, everyone, I hope they're all okay.
And then we're in this unknown location where Luffy is... Oh my god, Luffy has built a crown out of jewels and a dead skull. Ugh, now what? My backpack's outside and the trees are rotting, so there's no fruit. I was looking forward to breakfast. Now I'm lost in a weird cave with no sign of a way out. Wonder if everyone's in El Dorado now. Must be pretty, but it's covered in gold. They say this stew made from pure gold is really tasty. And then...
No one says that.
No, exactly. Joe! Stop following me! Joe! Oh, it's Zoro arguing with a giant south bird. Look, I ate my lunch. There's nothing left. I don't have any more. Even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you. Don't you get it? Get lost! Joe. You got a weird walk. Why's your neck like that? You want to fight me? Huh? Joe?
3 hours' time of the original 91, five will be left standing. Only an hour remains before the time stated in God Enru's prophecy. There are currently 25 survivors. God and Enru, that's impossible. Why is he here? I gotta kill him. And oh no, Enru just appears right behind him. What? 24 remains. Oh shit.
Yeah, this is how scary he is. And then there's another explosion. Ah!
How far do you plan to run?
And he's breaking more shit as he's chasing Robin.
Is this where you stop running?
Yes, it's no use.
No use?
It's no use!
Oh, God. Even if you apologize, I won't forgive you.
You won't forgive me? How brave. You're quite protective of these ruins. It's not like they belong to the likes of you.
That's true. Historical sites belong to no one. I'd like to end our talk here.
Well, not to worry. Soon you won't be able to talk even if you wanted to. Because you'll be dead after I crush you, Mountain Drop!
As he jumps up. You're just a child. You just toss around like a bull. It's time you felt the burden of the history you've destroyed. Up here, one can be as destructive as one likes. Trientifluous?
What?
As he grows a bunch of arms from a nearby branch you grab.
Hang! As she smacks him into a tree! Ugh, he's so heavy. As he starts, somersaulting towards her.
Tenfold axe! Mountain axe!
As she waves her hand. And then she starts putting arms on him again.
My eyes!
Up, she... Oh, that's right. He has dials on his belt. That's how he was able to do all those cuts. And she rips them off and turns them around.
Oh, no! The dials are reversed!
Oh! And He's launched and face first into that tree. Oh! And he's down.
Not yet.
But Nico Robin holds him up by his hair. He looks terrifying. The site you destroyed was a priceless treasure. History always repeats itself, but we can never return to the past. You don't seem to understand that.
I understand. I won't do it again. Please forgive me. I won't forgive you. Then I'll just have to kill you, as he grabs him. No.
And then, remember, she still had her arms on him, and then she uses those other arms to pull back on his hands and break his fingers and his wrists.
Oh, my fingers!
Cien Fleur! Delphinium! As she makes a blooming path of her hands right behind her. And she's
like a ball.
Yep, she pulls him to roll him like a ball, and where are you taking me? And she uses it to throw him off a cliff. No! Stop!
Oh, he's falling right into that battlefield. It's too late. As she uses all her arms on him to get him in a chokehold almost.
I can't breathe.
Clutch. Crago! And yeah, he fell headfirst in the ground. You do such horrible things.
Another battle to end a chapter off. And that's that chapter. So there's another SBS. Did we do one this episode? Do we know?
I can't remember.
Just be the reader.
At Jump Fiesta 2003, when someone asked, "Why is so so awesome?" You awesome answered, "Because he's just like me." Put in a Japanese voice actor for Soro, Kazuya Nakai, on the spot.
"You need to get out of the picture immediately."
Okay, now that Oda is gone, we can begin the question corner without further ado. Let's begin the question corner.
I had totally forgotten about that moment. Jump Festa is an annual event in Japan held at the end of the year. It's huge and lots of fun. I hear that more than 100,000 people attend the two-day event. There's even a remarkable One Piece musical. It's amazing. Now let's begin the question corner. Yeah, we went over that during the Eight Crazy Nights episode. That's where the voice actor for a future character had to retire due to his poor health.
Oh.
And they had a little closing ceremony for him, too. All right, so...
Hello, Oda Sensei. I've been wondering this for some time. Is there a difference between the captains and the Navy headquarters in the Auxiliary Navy? Is one stronger than the other? Do they train differently? The big brother in the room.
Yes, there is a difference. The Navy headquarters are a super elite group within the Navy. The Navy representatives who appear in the plaza in Volume 2 are lieutenants, sub-lieutenants, and ensigns. If former Captain Axe Morgan and Captain Nozumi from Nami's Village had been at Navy headquarters, they might have been in that battle. A good rule of thumb is to keep in mind that there's a three-rank difference between the Navy headquarters and the auxiliary captains, and the auxiliary would be lieutenants, and sub-captains would be sub-lieutenants, etc.
I didn't catch any of that.
But you know what we can catch next time? Chapter 266, Pirate Chopper versus Vassal Ohm.
Let's see. And it's Sanji just relaxing in the fields. Oh, and as a fox threatens his... Oh, a fox is about to steal his lunch and he doesn't seem to be any wiser.
Yeah, and judging by the look of that fox, he hasn't learned his lesson from being told once already.
And let's see. Whose turn is this?
Mine. Right. So it's establishing shot of... this is where Chopper was, and Robin has reached that. It's like the mouth of that El Dorado ruin with the beanstalk behind it. That's odd. This city should be the center, but it doesn't match up with the cenotaph map. Was it blown to bits when it landed in the sky? And then Robin just goes on through, and then she finds what appears to be the center of El Dorado. You know what? Let me do this next set too, because there wasn't really much. Something's not right. Is this El Dorado? As she examines the ruins around her. The size and topography are totally off. Stranger still as she writes down more notes. It can't be. Oh, she doesn't elaborate on that point.
Almost there. As Katsu Chopper climbing up beanstalk. I bet everybody will be impressed if I get to El Dorado first. Phew! Wow, so there are ruins here, too. Well, what is this place? The ground slanted a little.
Stay. Huh? I said stay, Holly. Holly, stay! And Chopper turns around to see a giant dog.
I'm in over my head. I should have just gone back. I'm going to die.
You're the third one today to make it this far.
Who are you?
That dimwit is so careless. You defeated Gadots.
Must be the man from before.
It's okay. It's okay. Adult like that is better off dead. Don't you agree? And Chopper's trying to sneak past him.
What was that?
Oh, and he's passing over the corpse of a Shandian.
Ah!
Don't be scared. It's just Holly, my trusty canine sidekick. He won't bite.
But this man's all bloody and is out cold.
Holly's well trained, so he won't attack unless I command it. I'm the one who chopped that one up.
That makes it even worse. Who are you?
Quiet. My name is Om. I'm mourning human frailty. Humans are so weak, and yet, why do they keep destroying each other in battle?
Huh? What are you talking about?
They were born...
He's crying.
For...
He's crying.
Oh. They were born hoping for happiness and destroying each other in their pursuit of it. But if that's true, they would be better off not fighting. One can escape human nature. Pity, but there is one path to start facing.
Huh?
They all must die.
What a scary solution.
Why have you come here?
Oh, I'm just searching for the gold.
If you wanted your solo fight.
Oh?
I'll save you as he draws his sword.
Saving me is the last thing on his mind.
And then we're back in the upper yard. And,
Yo, Rocky. But Kamakiri! Wiper's headed to the God's Temple, but Eneru isn't there!
It's not too late.
You can stop him. Stop Wiper!
I know, so please, hush.
No one can beat him.
I am Lightning.
He is invincible!
Now, if this were a different comic, the title would drop.
I promise I'll stop Wiper. Wait here for me. I'll leave Isis back with you.
And she does exactly that, and then she runs off on her skates.
Kamakiri is strong, but Eneru broke his spirit. The Rumble Rumble fruit is the most powerful devil fruit of the Logia type, and Eneru has its powers.
Oh.
There you go.
So that's his secret. He's a devil fruit user.
Yep, and he controls the lightning devil fruit, a Logia.
This looks familiar.
Son of a bitch!
Or maybe not. This place just looks similar.
Did you just laugh at me as he throws a rock at the bird?
The bird is laughing at him.
Joe.
It's your fault you found me looking for food. That's what you get. Come on, then.
Joe?
Huh? As he sees a backpack, thinking it's food. Idiot, wait, there's no food left in there. As he snatches up a bag while Joe is grabbing onto it. Let go! Hey!
Joe! Why you...
Where do you think you're going?
And we're back to Luffy. Huh?
What? A dead end? After walking all this way?
Wait, could it be a trick door? Right, maybe if I get past this, there's an exit.
Gum Gum Bazooka!
Nothing happened.
What? It's not budging.
And all of a sudden there's rumbling.
What?
Chopper runs for his life.
He's not coming after me. Is he one of the gods' vassals too? Luckily there are lots of places to hide here. I had to escape and meet up with Luffy and the crew. Looks like a swordsman, so I might be able to get away if I keep my distance.
Oh, he ran far. And boom! Oh! Oh, he uses his sword to just slap ice through a lot of the buildings.
And
he hits Chopper. Oh, no.
What?
There is no path of life, only the way towards sadness. He holds a survival rate of 0%. Iron Challenge!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Chopper got a victory, but not so long after he got a defeat. And,
okay, it's another SBS, so I think I'm the reader this time.
I think you did that this last time, so that's me. La 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 la. Kita no Kinakara by Masashi Sada. Well, okay, I don't know that one. This is a melancholy song about life in the northern island of Hokkaido. Ed.
La 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 la. Enough already. I can't believe you made me sing that. So I do love Kita no Kunikawa.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of your work. I always listen to the radio at work. And the other day on Nippon Radio, I heard a question about for Makoto Kitanano about a unique type of snow that falls in France. The answer was the snow is pink. Did you already know about this, and is this why you worked it into your storyline? Ayumi no Chopper.
Pink snow, huh? Yes, I knew about it. The reason it's pink is that dust attaches to iron particles in the air, causing the snow to look pink or red. This happened in France in Vienna. There were also cases of yellow snow. Sometimes the mischief is caused by air pollution creates fantasy scenery. Or fantastic scenery.
I don't think fantastical reasons were behind the yellow snow, let's be real. Hi, Oda Sensei. I have a question about God's vassals of Skypiea. Gadatsu is the concept of freeing oneself from earthly problems in Buddhism. Shura is the realm of the semi-divine in Buddhism. Satori is the enlightenment in Buddhism. And Yama, the lord of the afterlife in Buddhism. Did you choose religious names because the story takes place in the realm of a god? Also, if you could, would you please let me know where Om's name come from?
Yes, that's right. I'm not religious, so I ringed it. Om is a sacred Hindu symbol. Written like this, and it's just a written symbol.
It looks like a 30.
My apologies. Yeah, it looks like 30. My apologies to all the spiritual readers out there.
So, but I'm sure you kind of got the origin of Om's name, because it's based, like, you've heard people, like, make fun of people that are meditating and go, Om, which is a real Buddhist term, so that's why his name is that.
And maybe we'll find religion in...
Maybe in the next chapter we'll find enlightenment, and enlightenment is currently located in... Chapter 267, March.
And it's Chopper in a cafe, and a fancy dog is sitting next to him.
That's a lion.
A lion. And Chopper doesn't like the taste of coffee.
Let's be fair, I didn't like coffee till I was an adult. And Chopper's at the age I was at when I still didn't like coffee myself.
Yeah, I forgot Chopper's a child.
He's the youngest of the Straw Hats. He's like, what, 15? Yeah, he's basically a teenager. But for reindeer, it's probably younger. All right, so you are starting.
And, hey, that's no good. Someone went up. I told you, wait. What do you want with me? Let's go. It's none of your business. I know it's none of my business, but I can't let a kid like you get herself killed. I'm a warrior. Okay, kid, you're a warrior. You can't scare me with that look.
Oh, but something in the distance might scare you.
Oh, a massive eel. Is everything all right? Fine. Okay, it's pointless fighting. Hey, get on. Let go. I'm gonna save everybody. Don't make me punch you. Even two of our crew have been beaten. Oh. What? Oh.
Yeah, giant snake is approaching them. That was a surprise. Oh, we're back to Luffy in his mysterious location. Boy, that was a surprise. What's with this cave? I thought there was an earthquake. Next thing I know, I was about to be swallowed by a sea cloud. I almost drowned. Come on, open up as he kicks the wall. And then for some reason, a snake is bothered by that. Wait, what is that? It's huge. Where's the way out? As he starts punching the wall. And have you figured out where Luffy is yet? No. It's the snake that has eaten Luffy is like rampaging about, and Nami and Ice are like getting away on the waiver. Nami, that way leads to the woods. Nami! What should we do? She went in.
As the Vassal and the
Shandorans.
Shandorans continue to fight. Why, you? You're a tough one. Oh, but some big old thing shoots out between them. Where's that? Something's come. Something's coming. They hear a bunch of noise coming this way. And oh, it's Nami the sea serpent. Go that way! It's the rule of the sky. What was that, Aisha? What was that, Aisha? When the woods.
And then we go back to Zoro being dragged by the giant Southbird. Hey, you, let me down. Are you listening to me, idiot? Dumb bird. Maybe I should cut him down. Joe? Hey, what the? That's exactly what he did. Whoa! And then the giant snake is about to bite them. And I guess the Southbird changed his mind and is dragging him now. Whoa! Joe! It's a giant serpent! Hey, you fly higher! We're gonna be eating Joe!
It's they're coming. They seem like it's angry. But Joe has an idea. Joe thinks that the sea serpent wants food. And also see he saw us food, so he let go so. Joe, what? Why you? As he drops. Oh, wait. And then back to the beanstalk. The cat's temper is at the top of this giant jack. And Roos, there. I'm going to take him down and end this 400-year struggle.
Well, the winner is not there, though. And then we're back to the bottom of the giant jack, where Wiper falls down, it looks like. Wiper, if you keep climbing, you'll reach the god's temple. Who lets you pass? Ohm! The god's temple! There's no point in going there now! Oh, and Gonfall's here, too! Gonfall! Yeah! Why are you here? Are you still trying to reclaim your position as god? I have no regrets, but I have some unfinished business. I just went up and saw the god's temple.
It was tragic. Everything was destroyed. Enru was not there, of course. He sent a message that he no longer has a use for the temple. Yeah. The 6-year mission is finally coming to an end. I came here to bid you farewell.
Yeah, if you look at his temple, he destroyed everything and also his servants he basically killed.
What are your people up to, Om? Enru, it was not the god's temple? I know, so fall... I was right there, convenient. One of the Straw Hat crew. That bird's gonna pay. It's you, huh? Where am I? Oh, as the sea serpent makes its way to the beanstalk. Ruins.
And we get one big spread of every single person that's in this area. Well, you look vicious. Surrender the gold. Saying Zora to Ohm. Oh, this is so sad. No one can escape my iron challenge. If you insist on getting in my way, I'll wipe out all of you. Haha, real funny. Where is Enru? Tell me where the god's forces are. And Luffy inside the snake. What's with this cave? La, 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 la.
Oh, and it's a big spread of all of them. Well, it seems we all have our opinions. But if you wish to be heard, the first order of business is to survive.
And that's the end of the chapter and the end of the episode.
Oh, hell of a fucking cliffhanger. Wow.
Yeah, we're into like the real meat and potatoes part of the Skypiea arc. Are you enjoying it so far?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of our little marathon, you get to read even more.
Oh, yay.
But for you guys, you got to wait 2 weeks. Thank you guys all so much for listening. If you like this, be sure to subscribe on YouTube if you're watching the video version, or if you want to hear it on audio, or you are hearing it on audio, feel free to follow us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you might have found this. And if you want to support the podcast, you can support us on patreon.com/superbonusround, where you can get access to episodes about a week before they're supposed to go out, as well as access to the exclusive commentary tracks for our reviews, which will always be free, but they're exclusive. The commentary tracks are always exclusive. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And we'll see you guys next episode for episode 60 of the podcast, where we'll be reading episodes 268 to 271. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, make sure you take your time, slowly ingest it, enjoy it, and make sure you didn't eat Luffy too. All right, have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.